基因服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月28号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦卡布为我们讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家星期六早上好啊。
Yeah, we're keeping the transcendental sound vibration going all over the world.
我们继续让超然的音震一直震荡在全世界的各个地方。
And counteracting the darkness of Kali Yuga.
来对抗卡利年代的黑暗。
Yes, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the light that comes into the Kali Yuga and illuminates everything.
是的，圣殿博加瓦坛就像以璀璨的光芒一样，进入到这个卡利年代的黑暗世界中，照亮所有的一切。
So, I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll begin continuing our reading on Canto 6, Chapter 3, and I have to look up the verse.
I think it should be 18.
18, okay.
好，所以说我先跟大家一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后我们就一起来学习今天的瓦坛的诗节第六篇第三章的第十八诗节。
Jaya Radha Madhava KunjaBihariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Raja JanarajanaYasoda Nandana Braja Janarajana Yamuna Tira Ravana Chari Yamuna Tira Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja BihariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Jaja JanarajanaYasoda Nandana Raja Janarajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja VihariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Bhimananda Hari Hari Bol.
We still have some questions left from last week too, right?
Yeah, I think so. 上个星期还有剩下的问题没有回答。Yeah, several questions left.
没有。
Okay. Yeah, so we're on text 18. So, and now in the story, Yamaraj is now answering all the questions. Specifically, two questions that the Yamadutas had.
那么我们一起来看到今天的第十八诗节。 在整个这一章节中，阎罗王一直都是在回答由亚玛杜他们所提到的问题，特别是他们提到了两个问题。
Right, they want to know who the supreme authority is because, they don't think it's Yamaraj.
亚玛杜他们想知道究竟谁才是至尊的权威，因为他们想应该就不是他们的主人阎罗王了。
And Yamaraj has honestly admitted, yes, I'm not the supreme, there is one supreme person.
阎罗王也非常诚实地去承认，确实我本人并不是至尊的权威，确实这世上是有一个至尊的权威存在的。
And the other question was, they want to know who the Vishnu Dutas were.
而另一个他们想知道的问题就是，究竟谁是 Vishnu Duta 们？
So last class, Yamaraj, we read Yamaraj, his statement was that the Lord is supremely powerful and independent.
那么在上一节课中我们所读到的阎罗王的表述就是至尊权威是全能的，并且他是完全独立的。
And the Lord is not impersonal, he's a person, he's a sentient person, and he has a very beautiful body, transcendental body.
并且的话呢，至尊权威并不是一种非人格的存在，而他是有人格的，他拥有非常美丽超然的身体。
And he's the master of everyone, including the material energy.
他是所有一切万事万物的主人。他包括也是物质自然的主人。
Yeah, he said the Maya energy or the energy of that creates the illusion we're under. He's the master of that energy.
然后就说到，就是玛雅错觉能量，错觉能量就是至尊主创造出来的，归他掌控的。
But then he says the Vaishnavas, which are the Vishnu Dutas, but all Vaishnavas.They're almost as powerful as the Lord.
然后并且的话，阎罗王还说到 Vaishnava 们，其中就包括了 Vishnu Duta， 他们几乎是和至尊主一样那么强大。
And they also have transcendental bodies, that look almost like the Lord's.
然后并且 Vaishnava 们也有这个超然的身体，他们看上去几乎和至尊主是很相似的。
And the Lord empowers the Vaishnavas, and they're independently powerful.
并且主还把力量赋予给 Vaishnava, 而 Vaishnava 也是他们是很独立的，拥有自己的力量的。
Right, just like there's a supreme leader in China, President Xi.
就像在中国一样，中国也有一位至尊的领导。
And then you have the police chief in every city.
但是的话呢，在他的但是的话，在每个城市也是有这个警察局，然后警察局里也有警察局的最高的权威局长。
And then you have all the policemen out on the street.
然后也有这个大街上四处巡逻的履行职责的警察。
Yeah, so they are empowered to uphold the law.
因此的话，那么这些警察就被赋予了力量来执行法律。
So in this way, Yamaraj says that the Vishnu Dutas, you know, they are empowered by the Lord, so they also have some independence.
因此同样的方式，阎罗王也说到，那么 Vishnu Duta 们也被至尊主赋予了力量，因此他们也是具有这种独立性的。
So in that context, we're going to read the verse today, text 18, which Yamaraj goes on to further explain about the Vishnu Dutas.
那么基于这样的一个上下文背景，我们就来看到今天的第十八诗节。在这一诗节中，阎罗王进一步的解释到，Vishnu Duta们究竟是谁。
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, so I'll read the Sanskrit, then we'll do word for word translation and purport.
我们就一起来看梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译，译文及要旨。
Bhutani Vishnu Sura Pujitani Durdarshalingani Mahabhutani Prakshanti Tad Bhakti Mata Parebhyo Matas Chamartyan Ata Sarvatacha Bhutani Vishnu
主 Vishnu 的
Sura Pujitani
被半神人们崇拜的
Durdarsha Lingani
具有 不易被看到的形象
Maha Adbhutani
很奇妙的
Rakshanti
他们保护
Tat Bhakti Mata
至尊主的奉献者
Paribhya
从其他怀有敌意的人那里
Mata
从我阎罗王和我的命令执行官
Cha
和
Martyan
人类
Atta
如此
Sarvata
从每样东西
Cha
和
Translation。The order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction.as well as from natural disturbances.
译文，甚至受到半神人崇拜的主 Vishnu 的命令执行官们，其拥有的奇妙的身体特征与 Vishnu 拥有的那些一模一样，而且极少被世人看到。 Vishnu 的命令执行官保护至尊主的奉献者不受敌人，不受嫉妒之人，甚至不受我的裁决以及自然以及自然灾害的伤害。I continue with prefer.
Yes, please.
Okay. 要旨，阎罗王特别讲述了 Vishnu 的命令执行官的品质，以说服他自己的仆人不要嫉妒他们。阎罗王警告他的命令执行官们 ，Vishnu 的命令执行官受到半神人及以恭敬顶拜的方式的崇拜，而且越是很警觉的，而且总是很警觉地保护至尊主的奉献者不受这个物质世界里的敌人、自然灾害和一切危险处境的伤害。Krishna 知觉协会的成员们有时害怕世界战争即将来临的危险，询问如何发生，询问如果发生战争，他们会有什么事呢？他们应该坚信，他们在所有的情况下都受到 Vishnu 的命令执行官及至尊人格守神本人的保护。正如国家梵歌中证实说 ：“Kunti 的儿子啊，你勇敢地宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。物质危险并非为奉献者而设。”对此，圣典博加瓦塔也证实说：“这个物质世界里的每一步都有危险。”但他们不是为全心投靠至尊主莲花主的奉献者而设。嗯 ，Let me see if that's the end. 应该是就读到底了。Oh, okay, congratulations. I guess maybe that's the end.
Okay, we'll see. Om Aganatami Rendasha Gananjana Salakaya Chakshar Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makte Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajrakapaturubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦.
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐.
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒, 觉醒到他们真正的自我, 以及与 Krishna 之间永恒的关系.
So it's interesting, Yamaraj, he's warning the Yamadutas not to be envious of the Vishnudutas.
因此很有趣的就是, 在今天这个世界中, 阎罗王在警告他的, 命令执行官们, warning not to about the Vishnudutas.
Yeah, don't be envious of the Vishnudutas.
Oh, 就在警告他的命令执行官不要去嫉妒Vishnudutas们.
Remember, when the Yamadutas first approached Yamaraj, they were angry with the Vishnudutas and they actually wanted Yamaraj to punish them.
大家还记得不? 在我们之前读到的瓦坛的诗节中, 最开始当, Yamadutas们回到那个星球去, 去觐见他们的主人的时候, 他们是非常愤怒的, 他们想要让阎罗王, 他们的主人来惩罚Vishnudutas.
So he says, don't become envious of the Vishnudutas.
他就说到不要去嫉妒Vishnudutas们.
In fact, they're almost as powerful as Lord Vishnu, and even the demigods worship the Vishnudutas.
然后实际上他们几乎和Vishnu本人一样那么有力量那么强大，然后甚至半神人都崇拜Vishnudutas们.
And he's also telling the Yamadutas that you are actually very fortunate to see them because most people can't even see them.
然后并且阎罗王还对他的命令执行官们说, 你们实际上是很幸运的, 因为大多数人都是见不到Vishnudutas们的.
And he said the Vishnudutas, they're in the material world on the order of the Supreme Lord.
他说到Vishnudutas们在物质世界都是为了去执行他们的主人,
and they actually are very, very nearby the devotees of the Lord, and they're there protecting the devotees.
他们实际上Vishnudutas们是非常靠近主的奉献者的, 他们在一直保护着主的奉献者.
Yeah, they're like invisible guardian angels.
Vishnudutas们就像是这种, 眼睛看不见的这种, 叫做守护天使, 对, 守护天使.
And so they protect the devotees from enemies.
然后因此他们就是在保护奉献者不遭受敌人的伤害.
And from envious persons.
不遭受嫉妒之心,嫉妒之人的伤害.
And they're even protected from Yamaraj.
甚至是保护奉献者们不受阎罗王的这种裁决.
And from natural disturbances.
以及这个自然的干扰自然的灾害.
Now, of course, we shouldn't misunderstand this.
当然我们不应该误解这一句话.
I don't know. I gave a class the other day in Japan, and I was mentioning how we're protected by the Hare Krishna mantra, which is true.
So 我在讲课是给日本那边的奉献者讲课的时候，当时我就说到，我们都是被怎样被 Hare Krishna 曼陀所保护的，当然这是确信，这是真实的，肯定的。But
we should also not be foolish and use our common sense.
但同时的话呢，我们也不应该很傻，然后应该去运用自己的常识。
Yeah, I heard one devotee, after hearing that lecture, told the temple president, "Oh, we don't have to wear masks to protect ourselves from the virus because Satyadeva Maharaj said that we're all protected just by chanting."
然后我就记得当时那堂课讲完之后，有一位那个奉献者，然后他后来就跟当地的庙长就说，哎，我都不用戴口罩了，因为 Satyadeva Maharaj 都跟我们讲课的时候说，我们都受到了曼陀罗的保护呢，然后所以说口罩就不用戴了。
Of course, I didn't say that, but that's how the devotee interpreted my words.
当然我本人可没这样说，但是的话呢是奉献者他的一个解读。
God also gave us intelligence to make the right choice.
神也赋予了我们智力、智商，然后从而好使得我们做出正确的选择。
Yeah, anyway, it's a little bit off the topic, but don't misunderstand, that we're protected by the Lord and we're protected by the Vishnu Dutas, but we also have to not be foolish and use our common sense.
所以说我说的刚才有点走题了啊，但是的话，意思就是说我们不应该误解这一点。我们受到了，虽然我们受到了主的保护，受到了 Vishnu Dutas 他们的保护，但是的话呢，我们也应该聪明的去对，聪明的运用常识。
So, the devotees are always protected by the Vishnu Dutas.
因此奉献者总是受到 Vishnu Dutas 他们的保护。
And that doesn't mean that devotees don't get cancer or, don't die in car wrecks and things like that.
但是的话，这并不意味着就说奉献者不会死于癌症或者不会死于车祸。
Or catch a virus and die, even.
或者是不会就是遭受某种病毒的这个影响，然后就死去了。
But the devotees know that the Lord is always maintaining and protecting them.
但是奉献者知道，主总是在维系着他们，总是在保护着他们。
And whatever happens for a devotee, is ultimately decided by the Lord.
并且的话，无论何事发生在奉献者的身上，归根结底，这个事情最终都是由至尊主所决定的。
Yeah, so the Lord is all good.
而至尊主是至善的。
And whatever happens to us is meant to teach us for our highest good.
而无论何事发生在我们身上，那么其目的都是旨在为了我们最高的利益。
So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the devotees, when Prabhupada was here, sometimes they were worried about a war that might happen at the time that would meant nuclear annihilation.
所以在今天这个师节的要旨中都提到了，当初就是帕还在的时候，就会有一些奉献者很担忧、很焦虑，然后就会去向帕就是去询问，就当时可能害怕会有这个核战争的爆发嘛，然后导致整个地球的灭绝。
Yeah, so when Prabhupada first came to America, that was at the height of the Cold War between America and the Soviet Union.
因为当初在帕最开始到达美国的时候，那一段时期正好就是美国和前苏联之间的冷战到达的顶峰时期。
And in fact, let's see, it would have been 2 years before Prabhupada came to America. The Soviet Union and America almost, I mean, they came within, one day. Of a nuclear war. It almost happened.
实际上就是在帕帕到达美国之前的前两年的某一天，然后当时前苏联和美国几乎哈那一天就都马上就要爆发这个核战争了。
Yeah, so just like right now, everyone is worried about the pandemic and is in a state of fear. There was also a state of fear in America and around the world at that time. Everyone was afraid of nuclear annihilation. They knew it could happen at any moment.
所以说正如今天的话，我们很多人都是在担忧着这个病毒，然后整个在全世界流行的这样一个病毒的状况，然后几乎人人都处于这样一种恐惧之中。那同样的，在当初的那个年代的话呢，就是由于美苏之间的这种顶峰作对的这种状况，因此的话，许许多多人不只是美国，包括全世界都是在担忧着这个由核战争所引起的这种就是完全的灭绝状况。
So sometimes the devotees often they would ask Prabhupada, if there's a nuclear war, you know, what's going to happen?
所以说当初就有奉献者，然后经常都去问帕帕，对，是经常问帕帕，就是帕帕，如果要是有核战争爆发的话，那接下来会发生什么呢？
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be in New York in these big cities where everyone's going to die. Maybe we should go to the countryside and stop preaching.
Stop preaching, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
然后所以他们就说，就怕怕，如果要是真的会有这个核战争爆发的话，那我们就不要再像纽约啊，然后这些大城市待着了，然后我们就应该去到乡下，然后也不要念，不要传教了，然后就在乡下好好待着。
So Prabhupada, he wouldn't say, well, you know, there's going to be a nuclear war or there isn't going to be a nuclear war. He said, well, it's a possibility. It's up to Krishna.
Oh, he says that. Oh, possibility.
Well, I mean, ultimately, you know, he wouldn't try and predict.
当然的话呢，就是说怕他并不会直接去说，就说哦会有这个核战争爆发，或者没有不会有核战争爆发等等，然后怕不会去做这方面的预测。但最终归根结底，究竟什么会发生，会不会有核战争发生呢？都是 Krishna 决定的。
Yeah, he would speak to us just like he just spoke in this purport.
He would speak to us.
The same information that we find in this purport.
而帕当时，就是会跟我们所说到的这些信息，就跟今天这个要旨当中所谈到的内容是一样的。
Right, material danger is not meant for devotees.
物质上的危险并不是针对奉献者的。
Of course, that doesn't mean we're not going to lose our material body.
当然这并不意味着我们就不会失去我们的物质身体了。
And then he would quote this verse that he quoted here in the purport, which is a partial verse of, it's actually verse 1865.
并且在要旨中还引用了博迦梵歌的一部分的诗节，这个是 18.65 里面的诗节。
Kunteya Patijani Nande Bhakta Pranashyati. Let's see. Yeah, it's the verse just before Sarvadhammam Pratityaja. Oh, I'm sorry. It's very similar. This verse is spoken twice. And first it's spoken in chapter 9, verse 30, the last verse, I think, of the chapter. Kunteya Patijani Nami Bhakti Pranashyati. Maybe it's a different yeah, 1 second.
请大家稍等一下。
So let's look at 1865. So Krishna says 65, Man Manabhava Man Bhakto Majaji Mam Namaskaru Namaskaru Mami Vaishasi Satyam Te Prati Jani Priyasi Me. So this Prati Jani Priyasi Me means I promise you, you know, that I will protect you.
所以我们一起来看到18章的65诗节。 这个诗节的最后一句话, Prati Jani Priyasi Me, 这句话的意思就是在说, 我向你保证, 我会保护你。
Yeah, so he says, Na mami vashasi satyante prati jani priyasi me. Says, I promise you without fail that you will come to me.
所以说这个世界最后两句话就是在说我向你保证你肯定会到达我的。
Now chapter 9 verse 34 is very similar.
而我们再来看第九章的第34诗节也是非常相似的。
There he says, Man manabhava man bhakto man yaji man naraskuru mamai vaishasi yukvainam atmanama parayanaha. He said, being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
9.34, 心意恒常想着我, 你肯定会回归我。
I still haven't found the exact verse, though. He says, Kunti Patijani. He's saying, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So I got to look up that verse real quick.
我现在来迅速的寻找一下，就是这个腰子当中的那一句话，就是昆蒂的儿子勇敢的宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。You're
probably faster than me at looking things up.
No, not really. Let me search.
Kuntiya. Anyway, I should have looked it up before.
应该提前。
Can you read it to me real quick? Kunteya?
Maybe try chapter 931.
Oh, 931.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you saved me. Thank you.
Is it?
I think so. I knew it was around there.
Oh, yes. 我们一起来看到第九章的第31诗节. I searched on the website.
Kunti apratijani name bhakti pranashati. Yeah, Krishna is talking about even a neophyte devotee, you know, quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. He doesn't fall down. He continues to advance. And then he says, Kunti apratijani name bhakti pranashati, says, Arjuna, you declare it that my devotee will never perish.
所以我们来看到第九章的31诗节，实际上在这里的话， Krishna 所谈到的都是初级奉献者，就说到这个他很快会变得正直，而且获得永久的平和。昆提之子啊，也就是在说， Arjuna， 你要勇敢的去宣布我的奉献者永不毁灭。
Yeah, so even the neophyte devotees are protected by the Vishnu Dutas.
因此的话呢，即便是这个初级奉献者，都受到了Vishnu Dutas们的保护。
And then you may ask the question, I'm sure you're all thinking this, well then why do apparently bad things happen to devotees?
那么很有可能你就会问这样一个问题了，那为什么那些看起来很糟糕的事情会发生在奉献者的身上呢？
It doesn't seem true.
那好像既然有因为有这些糟糕的事情发生在奉献者身上，那这句话好像就不是很对咯。
And then also it appears that the Lord is partial.
What appears the Lord is partial.
Yeah, if he favors devotees, then he's just partial. He's not, the Lord ultimately can't be partial. Because everyone's just part and parcel, right?
那而且的话呢，至尊主应该是就是平等的对待众生的。那如果要是真的像在这个世界当中所说，我的奉献者永不毁灭的话，那就表明主他是有偏心的，对吧？
Yeah, so the Lord also explains this apparent contradiction in chapter 9, verse 29.
因此的话呢，针对这样的一个矛盾之处，主也就在这个第九章的第29诗节解释到了这一点。
By the way, chapter 9 is all about pure bhakti.
顺便说一下，第九章都是关乎于纯粹的 bhakti 的。
Yeah, it's purposely protected in the middle of Bhagavad Gita.
是专门就是被放在这个博迦梵歌的中间，以受到保护的。
So all throughout this chapter, Krishna is explaining the glories of bhakti.
因此，贯穿整个这一章，Krishna 都是在解释到explaining the glory of what?
He glorifies bhakti as the supreme path.
然后在整个这一章，然后 Krishna 都是在荣耀 Bhakti， 然后来荣耀这条至尊的道路。
So let's look at text 29.
我们一起来看9.29。
Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dvesto stinapriyaha ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all.But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend and is in me, and I am also a friend to him.
9.29, 我不嫉妒谁，也不偏袒谁，对一切众生我皆平等对待，但谁为我做奉爱服务，谁就是我的朋友，谁就在我之中，而我也是他的朋友。
So here Krishna says, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to everyone.
所以这个诗节的第一句话，这个梵文就是在说，我对一切众生都是平等的。
Yeah, and I don't like this person and then hate this person.
不会是说，我喜欢偏爱这个人，然后那个人我特讨厌。
However, if someone serves me in devotion, I become his friend.
我对众生完全一视同仁，但是的话呢，那些对我做奉爱服务的神，他就是我的朋友。
Because he treats me like a friend, well, I also treat him like a friend.
因为这个人待我像朋友一样，因此我也像朋友一样来对待他。
Yeah, so one who's on the path of devotion is always protected by the Lord.
因此，一个走在奉爱之路上的人，总是受到主的保护的。
Now, our body is destined to die.
我们的躯体注定是要死亡的。
And we, you know, this life, you know, is when we're born. As soon as we were born, it comes with a particular lease, you know, that we can only stay in this body for so long.
Okay, at least. 所以说当我们就是出生的时候，我们这个身体它随着我们有了这具身体，然后随之而来的相当于就是我们是签了一个这个租约的，就租这个身体就只能租这么多年。
Right. So, Narayani, does your apartment or house have a lease?
Yes.
When's your lease up?
In June, I think. June or July.
So then you can re-up your lease or you have to get out, right?
Yes. 所以顾就问我是不是我在租房子，我说是啊，然后顾就问我什么时候租约到期，我说就今年六七月吧，然后顾就说那对，要是租约到期的话，就是我要不然就续租，要不然就要搬出去。
Yeah, so this body has a lease, but the difference is we don't know when the lease is up.
所以我们的身体都是有一个租约的，但就是问题在于我们都不知道什么时候这租约就到期了。
Yeah, so then what is the Lord protecting then?
那么主到底在保护我们什么呢？
Our consciousness.
那就是我们的知觉了。
That which can't be lost.
知觉是不可能cannot be lost. How to...
Well, the consciousness can't be killed.
好，知觉是不可能被失去的，知觉是不可能被毁灭的。
And whatever advancement we make in Krishna consciousness also cannot be lost.
而无论我们在 Krishna 知觉中做出怎样的进步，这个进步也是不会失去的。
And then for a devotee who's actually conscious of Krishna,Whatever happens to him, ultimately, is for his benefit.
并且对于奉献者来说，对于觉知者Krishna的奉献者来说，那么无论在他身上发生什么，那么最终都是为了他的利益。
And that's how the devotee sees all events.
而这就是奉献者。来看待所有事件，所有发生在他身上的事情的这种态度，这种方式。
Yeah, so individually, sometimes this mind and body is threatened by circumstances or others, or like the virus.
Individually get threatened. 所以说每个人的话呢，就说从个体来说，我们可能都会。经常受到某种威胁，那么有可能在现在的话呢，就会受到，就容易受到这个病毒的威胁。
And then collectively, we all have sometimes face the same threat, just like we're facing now.
而现在的话，修改一下，那么就从集体群体来说，那么一整群人，一整个集体，一整个社会的人，可能都会面临同样的一个一种威胁。
And at the time when Srila Prabhupada was here, the whole world collectively was facing the threat of nuclear annihilation.
当时帕帕还在的时候，然后那个时候整个世界的话呢，都是集体的在面临着同一威胁，那就是这个核毁灭。
So the devotees, you know, were thinking, well, you know, maybe we should leave New York and Los Angeles and...You know, go to the countryside where we won't die in a nuclear holocaust.
然后因此的话，当时就有奉献者就想，就跟帕帕说，那既然如此，如果有这种这种威胁会发生的话，那干脆我们就离开这大都市吧，然后直接到乡下去待着，然后就从而避免遭受这种大毁灭。
The prophet said, "No, stay in the cities and preach, and Krishna will protect you."
但是帕帕说不要走，不要离开，我们就继续待在大城市里，继续去传教，而 Krishna 会保护我们的。
So that doesn't mean that we might not have died in a nuclear holocaust, because nobody knew.
但是的话，这并不意味着我们就不会死去，不会在这个核战争中死去，因为没有任何人知道到底会怎么，我们会怎么死去吗？
But for the devotee who believes in Krishna's protection and who's confident of Krishna's protection, then when he's faced with these threats to his life, he remains solid. He's not disturbed or confused.
而如果奉献者真的相信主的保护，真的对于主的保护是很有信心的，那么当他面临这个生命威胁的时候，这样的奉献者都会依然非常稳定，非常坚固，非常强大，而不会被打扰。
So, did I mention last class or maybe in the class with, that we did for devotee care about Jesus' parable?
Oh, no.
Well, there's,
didn't.
A, There's a teaching by Jesus that's very appropriate for this discussion we're having.
所以说耶稣基督的他曾经就是发生在他身上的一个故事的话呢，对于我们现在的这个教导提到这儿还是挺有一定的这个帮助的，我们来一起说一说。
So Jesus often spoke in what's called parables or metaphorical examples.
耶稣的话，他当初他在传道的时候会经常就是去谈到一些预言，就类似于这种有隐喻的例子。
So he said, everyone who hears my teaching and puts it into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock.
当时耶稣基督就曾说过这样一句话，任何一个聆听了我的教导的人，并且把我的教导与实践，那么这样一个人就是极为有智慧的，他就像是把自己的房子建造在坚固的大地之上。
The rain came down.
大雨会下下来。
The river overflowed.
河水会上涨。
And the winds blew.
而狂风大作。
And they beat against that house.
而所有的这些风和雨都是不断的在打击着，在抨击着这样一座房子。
But the house did not fall because it had been built on a foundation of rock.
但是的话，这座房子却不会由于风雨的作用而被摧毁，因为它有坚固的根基，它是建造在这个稳固的大地上。
But anyone who hears my teaching,
但是任何一个聆听了我的教导的人
and does not put the teaching into practice,
但是却没有把我的教导运用在实际之中的人
he is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
那么他就像是一个愚蠢的人一样，把房子修建在了沙子里。
The rain came down.
大雨倾盆而下。
The river overflowed.
河水上涨。
And the winds blew.
狂风大作。
And beat against the house.
都在不断打击着这座房子。
And the house fell with a great crash.
而这座房子也就轰然倒塌
了。So, actually, Jesus's essential teaching is.It's the same as Krishna's teaching, especially in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
实际上耶稣基督的核心教导和 Krishna 的核心教导是一样的，特别是这个《薄伽梵歌》的第二章当中的教导是一样的。
Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is within you.
耶稣曾教导说，神的王国就在你的心里。
And you have to find it.
而你需要在内心里找到神的王国。
Yeah. And Krishna's first instruction to Arjuna is about the eternal nature of the soul.
而 Krishna 给予 Arjuna 的第一条这个教导，那就是关于灵魂的永恒。
Yeah, so we have to find our true self within us.
因此我们需要在自我之中找到真正的自我。
That's the eternal servant of Krishna.
而我们真正的自我就是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
Yeah. That's building our house on the rock.
而这就是在稳固的大地上建造我们的房子。
We have to come to higher consciousness.
我们必须要到达更高的知觉。
Then we're protected from all the dangers.
而后我们就受到了保护，免遭所有危险的伤害。
It doesn't mean that we're not going to face adversity.
当然这并不意味着说我们就不会去面对困境、逆境了。
It certainly doesn't mean that we don't need to wear a mask during the pandemic.
当然，这更不是说我们就不用在这个流行病这个如此这种蔓延的情况下，然后面罩也不用戴了。
Yeah, we're always going to, you know, face adversity.
我们总是会一直面对困境和逆境的。
There's always the threat of accident or disease.
总是有威胁发生，总是有可能车祸呀，然后或者是疾病啊。
Yeah, the circumstances of the material world are beyond our ability to control. We have no control.
我们是不可能能够去掌控这个物质世界当中的状况的。这个物质世界当中的状况是超过了我们的掌控的。
But we can, you know, we can control to the ability that we have. So we can wear our mask.
但是我们可以根据自己的能力来掌控。那就比如说，我们可以戴口罩。
And we can practice social isolation.
我们还可以好好的把自己隔绝在家里。
And we can wash our hands.
然后经常洗手。
But we have no control over even our own body, really.
但实际上我们对于自己的身体是没有任何掌控而言的。
Yeah, or our mind.
或者我们的心意也是毫无掌控而言的。
Or other people.
或者对于其他人我们也是毫无掌控而言的。
Yeah, or material nature.
或者是物质自然。
We're fully dependent upon God.
我们完完全全的依赖于主。
And the devotee knows that.
而奉献者知道这一点。
So he trusts that everything that will happen will be for his highest good.
因此奉献者相信发生在他身上的任何一件事都是为了他的至高利益。
Yeah. Otherwise, when adversity comes,
否则的话，如果当灾难、当逆境发生
，When you lose your job，
比如说，如果你失去你的工作啦
，Or your wife leaves you，
或者妻子抛弃了你
，Or you get cancer and die，
然后或者是这个得了癌症死掉了
，The devotee doesn't fall apart because he knows his true self and his relationship with the Lord， and he knows that.That can never be taken away.
但是的话呢，如果是面对这样的困境，奉献者是不可能会崩溃的，因为奉献者知晓他知晓他真正的自我，他知晓他和 Krishna 之间的关系，他知道这种灵性上的觉悟，和 Krishna 之间的关系是绝对不可能由于外在的灾害而消失的。
Yeah, except for our eternal being, everything is coming and going.
除了我们永恒的本质、永恒的存在之外，所有其他一切都是短暂易逝的。
And ultimately, everything is going on by the will of the Lord.
并且，归根结底，所有的一切之所以得以发生，都是由于主的意愿。
So I've mentioned this before.Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj, he says that for the devotee, the environment is friendly.
Environment is friendly. What's his name? Sridhar?
Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Sridhar Maharaj.
B.R. Sridhar
Maharaj. B.R. Sridhar.
B.R.
B.R. Oh.第二水的，我在之前的讲课当中就曾提到过，帕帕的神兄弟叫 B.R. Sridhar Maharaj， 他曾经就说过一句话，他说：“对于奉献者而言，环境是友好的、友善的。”
Yeah, so the devotee, the Lord is protecting the devotee, protecting his life, but he's also protecting our Krishna consciousness.
因此主在保护他的奉献者，但主也在保护奉献者的知觉。
Yeah, once we begin a relationship with him, he won't forsake us.
一旦我们开启了和 Krishna 之间的关系， Krishna 就不会把我们给抛弃了。
Or as Prabhupada writes in the Isha-Upanishad, at the time of death, we may not remember the Lord.
或者正如帕帕在至尊奥义书当中所写的，在死亡之际，我们可能记不起主。
Right, because the brain and the body, everything's falling apart.
因为在死亡之际的话，我们的大脑啊，整个身体啊，都是在分崩瓦解的。
Yeah, so we may forget the Lord.
因此在死亡之际我们可能会忘记主。
But the Lord will not forget us.
但是的话在那一刻主是不会忘记我们的。
Right. We've spent our whole life chanting Hare Krishna. How is the Lord going to forsake us? It's not going to happen.
我们终其一生都在念诵主的圣名，因此主怎么可能会在最后那一刻就把我们给抛弃了呢？
Because he's the best friend.
他是我们最好最好的朋友。
Yeah, Surit means the best friend in the heart.
Surit?
Yes.
Surit 这个梵文词的意思也就是说我们在心里最好的朋友。
Yeah, so friends never forsake friends.
而朋友永远不会抛弃朋友的。
Yeah, so in this way, Yamaraj is explaining how dear...The Vishnu Dutas are to the Lord.
因此在今天的这个世界中阎罗王就在解释到how dear is what?
That the Vishnu Dutas are very dear to the Lord.
Dear to the Vishnu Duta. 因此在今天这个世界中阎罗王就在解释到 Vishnu Duta 们是多么的就是对于至尊主来说是多么的亲切。
And all devotees are dear to the Lord.
多么的亲切，多么的亲爱，多么的亲密。那么同样的，至尊主的奉献者对于至尊主来说也是如此的亲密和亲爱。
And that the Vishnu Dutas are in the material world and they invisibly protect the devotees.
Vishnu Dutas 他们就在物质世界中，他们是在他人看不到的这种情况下。不可见的情况下在保护着至尊主的奉献者们。
And so he's telling the Yamadutas, give up your envy of the Vishnu Dutas. Don't even have any kind of ill feeling towards them.
因此阎罗王就在告诉他的仆人 Yamaduta 们就不要放下你们对于 Vishnu Duta 们的嫉妒，不要对他们心怀任何这种恶意。
Yeah. And so that means that the devotees of the Lord, they never see the Yamadutas even in their dreams.
这就意味着主的奉献者是永远见不到 Yamaduta 们的，甚至是在他们的梦里都见不到。
Yeah. And the Lord especially.Is protecting his devotee at the time of death.
并且至尊主尤其是在奉献者死亡之际会保护他们。
Yeah, so keep your neck beads on.
所以继续好好念诵吧。
Decorate your body with tilak.
然后继续戴好你的颈珠，然后继续用提拉克来装饰你的身体。
And always chant the holy name.
然后并且总是念诵圣名。
And don't be attached to anything, not even your thoughts.
不要去依附于，不要去执着于任何东西，甚至是你的念头，你也不要那么执着。
Because it's all temporary.
因为即便是你的念头也只是短暂的。
And whatever is temporary ultimately has no reality.
而任何短暂的事物终归是没有任何实质，没有任何现实的。
Okay, so I'll end there and we'll answer questions we made from last week.
Okay. 我们来正课就讲完了，我们现在来看这个上个星期剩下的问题。我看一下。上个星期剩下的第一个问题是 Rajendra Prabhu 剩下的。
Rajendra Prabhu, oh my god.
Yeah, 我们来看 Rajendra Prabhu 问的第一个问题。感谢 Prabhu 一如既往甜美的讲课，感恩 Mataji 一如既往甜美的翻译，谢谢。一般奉献者不评判，既不评判别人，也不自我评判，但是经典上说奉献者应该欣赏奉献者，比如我说感恩 Prabhu 的甜美讲课，这是我对 Prabhu 的欣赏，但有人会认为这是评判，我想知道如何区分评判与欣赏。Oh, so Rajendra Prabhu is asking, he's saying that thank you for your sweet as usual classes. And he says that generally speaking, devotees do not judge. Devotees do not judge others, also do not judge themselves. However, the scripture says that devotees should appreciate devotees, such as I say here that I'm very grateful to your sweet lectures.This is my appreciation for you. However, some people would think that this is my judgment towards you. So I would like to know how to differentiate judgment and appreciation.
Well, you know, judgment, depending on the context, you know, has different connotations.
Oh, judgment has different connotations.
Yeah.
所以说这要取决于就是上下文的一个背景，就取决于当时所处的这样一个一个状况。那么评判的话呢，是有不同的这种含义的，不同的隐含意义的。
Usually we use the word as a kind of opinion, and usually a negative opinion.
我们往往说到评判这个字眼的时候，都是在指它是一种非常消极负面的观点，对，就是这种我的一种观点或者他的一种观点，很消极负面的一种东西。
Or personal like or dislike.
一种意见，然后或者是在表达个人的一种喜欢或者是厌恶。
Yeah, so especially for devotees, we use it, judgment, refraining from judgment means that we are not unnecessarily...critical, you know, of ourselves and others.
而对于奉献者来说，我们是要避免就是去评判，而这是在指我们不是这种，就是我们不是就我想let me think about how to say that unnecessarily critical towards ourselves, towards others. 那就是我们不必要的去挑剔自己，挑剔别人，或者叫这种就是说批评自己，批评别人，对，他既有挑剔又有批评的意思。
Like unnecessarily fault finding.
比如说像这种不必要的找茬，不必要的挑别人毛病。
Yeah, that's usually based on our false ego.
因为往往这都是基于我们的假我的。
And we want to, because we're afraid that we're not good enough, we go on the offensive and try and prove that nobody's as good as me.
因为我们害怕，总是害怕恐惧，觉得自己不够好，于是的话呢，出于这种恐惧，我们就站到了一种自我防卫或者是攻击的这样一种态度，于是就要不断的去证明哦，没有谁比我更强更牛呢。
Yeah, so usually this tendency to find fault is, you know, based on one'sinsecurity, one's false ego's insecurities.
而因此这种往往去找别人毛病挑茬的这样一种倾向，就总是看到别人不好的地方的这种倾向，是基于假我的恐惧的。
Yeah, so of course that's very unhealthy for anyone, but especially for a devotee, it's very spiritually unhealthy to fault find and unnecessarily criticize.
当然这是非常不健康的，对于任何人来说都是很不健康的一种心态，但尤其对于奉献者来说，在灵性层面上这也是很不健康的，那就是去挑别人找错，总是找别人的茬，总是挑毛病，然后不必要的去批评。
Of course the false ego is so tricky that it kind of hides from us its motivation.
当然的话呢，假我是非常诡计多端的，假我是让我们看不到他的这个背后的这种动机所在。
will say, well, I'm legitimately criticizing this devotee because there's something wrong.
然后我们会想，哦，我去批评这个奉献者是太对的不过了，再正常不过了，因为就是做错了呀。
And we don't see the subtle motivation of the false ego underneath. It's just, it's insecure and wanting to be better than everybody else.
而我们并没有看到这个隐藏在其背后的假我的这种恐惧，然后这种焦虑，然后就是这种很精微的这种恐惧感，就是那就是缺乏安全感，然后总是要去证明自己比别人强。
And sometimes when we're criticizing ourselves, that's also based on our material conditioning. It's not based on the truth.
而有时的话呢，我们也会批评自己，挑剔自己。但我们批评挑剔自己，也只是基于我们的受到的物质世界的影响，而并不是基于我们真正的自我。
Right. Because either our parents or our teachers or everyone, you know, criticized us and as a way of trying to control us. So then we developed a real negative self-image.
Negative image. 因为在我们还是童年的时候，可能我们的父母或者是老师就以批评的这种方式来掌控我们，因为他们批评我们，从而来掌控我们。由此的话呢，我们自童年起就发展出了这样一种很消极负面的自我形象。
Yeah, so these kind of value judgments based on our false ego are unhealthy and just keep us, you know, lost in illusion.
因此这种基于假我的价值上的判断都是不健康的，都只是会让我们继续迷失在心意中。
So that's different than constructive criticism.
Oh, that's different than constructive criticism. 而这种和建设性的批评是不一样的。
Right, if we make a mistake, we admit it. Oh, I made a mistake. But then we don't feel guilty, you know, for the next 10 years.
就比如我们犯下了一个错误，然后我们勇于去承认自己犯错了，而不会说是心怀愧疚，然后在接下来的十年里都不断的愧疚，不断的自责。
Right, or if we're a parent,And our child is misbehaving, it doesn't mean that we ignore it. We point out the problem and then we correct it. But we don't dwell on the problem.
那同样，就如果我们是一位父母，一位父亲或者母亲，看到自己的孩子行为不端，那么我们当然不是说是忽略自己孩子的这种熊孩子的表现，而是说去指出他哪儿没做对，然后去纠正他。但是的话，我们也不会一直紧紧的纠缠住孩子的这种不好的行为，然后一直紧抓不放。
But we have to be careful.
但是的话，我们需要非常小心的。
Even with constructive criticism, we have to be careful.
即便是我们向别人提出建设性的批评，也是我们要非常小心谨慎的。
Prabhupada says that we have no right to instruct anyone who's not our student.
帕帕曾说过这样一句话，除非对方是你的学生，否则的话你是没有权利去给任何一个人训斥的。
Yeah, so if you have a good friend and you have a very, you know,trusting relationship, then you might be able to point out to your friend where you think they're going a little off track.
就而另一种情况，也就是如果你有一个好朋友，你跟你的朋友之间有这种彼此信任的关系，那么当你看到他有点走入歧途的时候，那么此时你就可以向他指出来，希望他能够改正。
Or only if they ask your help or ask your opinion.
还有一种情况就是对方在询问你的意见，对方确实来找你，希望你能帮助他，希望你能指正他。
But we always have to look at the motive behind the criticism.
而我们总是要去看一看，在这个批评或者是评判的背后，这个动机到底是什么。
Are we truly motivated out of love and wanting to help, or are we envious? And just want to tear somebody down.
我们究竟真的是出于爱，这样一种基于爱想去帮助那个人，然后从而向对方提出我们的批评呢，还是说我们是很对方想通过这个批评来拆对方的台？
Yeah, okay, so there's, you know, unhelpful judgment based on envy, and then there's constructive criticism, and they're very different.
因此的话呢，就是有两种，一种是毫无注意的这种评判，那都是基于出于对嫉妒而生的评判，而另一种就是建设性的批评，这两者是很不一样的。
Yeah. So, Gajendra Prabhu, I very much appreciate your encouraging words, and thank you very much.
所以说很感谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的这种表扬啊，然后非常感谢。OK. Next one?
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。Sumuki Rada Mataji 问的问题，顶拜 Kumar Raja， 感恩精彩的讲课和甜美翻译。请问 Vaishnava 莲花祖上的尘土隐喻着什么呢？这与至尊，这与服务主的莲花主有什么关系呢？So Sumuki Rada Mataji is asking, she's offering her obeisances unto you. She's asking that the dust on the lotus feet of Vaishnava, does this dust refer to something metaphorically? And the second question is
like a what?
Does the dust refer to something like a metaphor? Metaphorically.
Oh. I see. Yeah.
And the second question is, what is the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnava? What is the relationship between this and serving the Lord's lotus feet?
Oh, okay. Well, first, the dust of the lotus feet of devotees has a particular Sanskrit name.
首先要说的第一点就是 Vaishnava 莲花祖上的尘土还专门有一个梵文词来指这个东西。
They're called dhulis.
Dhulis, 然后这个尘土就被称为 dhulis.
So, you know, spiritual energy is all conscious.
灵性的能量都是有知觉、有觉知的。
So dhulis are conscious.
所以说 dhulis 也就是莲花族上的尘土也是有知觉的。
Yeah, they're part of spiritual existence. Don't try and figure it out.
所以说莲花族上的尘土也是这个灵性存在的一部分。不过说到这儿的话，大家就不要去试图靠我们的心意来把这个东西给想明白是怎么一回事了。
Yeah, so they're spiritual vibration.
他们是灵性的震动。
Yeah, so we're, you know, therefore it's said that wherever a pure devotee lives, that becomes a holy place, and the dust is still living there and giving blessings.
So they're giving blessings. 所以说就有这样一种说法，纯粹奉献者所居住的任何地方都成为了神圣的地方，也就是圣地，而在那里的尘土还依然在那里，给予人们祝福。
Yeah, so the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees or the Lord is a real thing.
A real thing. 所以说 Vaishnava, 奉献者莲花祖上的尘土或者是主的莲花祖上的尘土是一个真实存在的东西。
In fact, it's written that if you offend a devotee and you beg forgiveness, the devotee may forgive you, but it's We're not sure if the dhulis will forgive you or not.
实际上在经典当中有记载，就如果你假设哈，如果你冒犯了一位奉献者，纯粹奉献者，你祈求能够得到他的宽恕和原谅，而奉献者确实是原谅了你，但是的话呢，有可能奉献者的 dhuli 就是他这个莲花祖上的尘土是可能不会原谅你的。
Yeah, so it's best to be proactive.
Proactive for what?
Proactive means It means, rather than make a mistake, be careful not to make a mistake.
所以说我们最好就是能够有这种积极主动性，然后我就问积极主动性是什么意思，然后他说那就是我们最好能够避免去犯错误，而不是犯了错误以后然后再去祈求得到别人的原谅。
Or similar to Gajendra's point when talking about judgment, it's rather, you know, there's a fly and then there's a bee.
You mean Rajendra, what he just mentioned? Or
Rajendra, he's talking about judgment, right?
Okay. 然后或者是就像刚才就是我们回答到那个 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题，说到这个评判的事儿，然后就我们都知道有苍蝇，然后也有蜜蜂。
Right. So there's flies who go after, you know what?
苍蝇追逐的是什么？我们都知道。
And then there's bees that go after, you know what?
然后蜜蜂追逐的是什么？我们也知道。
So if you're a bee, you're not going to have to worry about stepping into some, you know what.
所以说如果你是一个蜜蜂的话，那自然而然你是不会担心你会去踏入到或者是践踏到什么东西，对吧？
Yeah, so be very respectful to the dulies.
所以说请一定要对 dulies, 对莲花祖上的尘土保持一种极大的恭敬和尊敬之心。
Yeah, so that's why we go, you know, to all the places where the Lord visited or where, you know, Prabhupada visited, we go there to get the dulies because they're still there.
这就是为什么我们会去到主曾经去过的地方，或者是去到帕帕曾经走过的地方，因为那里还仍然有 dulies, 仍然有这些莲他们莲花祖上的尘土，是我们可以通过到达那里来获得 duli 的祝福。
What was the second part of the question?
What is the relationship between the Vaishnava's lotus feet dust to the lotus feet of to the serving the Lord's lotus feet?
Well, that's what the devotees do. They serve the Lord's lotus feet.
奉献者所做的那就是去服务主的莲花足。
And because of that, we're known as devotees.
由于一个人在服务主的莲花足，因此这个人就被知晓为就被认作是主的奉献者了。
And because the devotee considers. The Lord considers the devotee more important than he considers himself.
而因为主把见者看得比他自己更重。
In fact, the Lord does not consider you a devotee if you say, I'm directly your devotee.
而实际上如果一个人要是自称自己是主的奉献者的话，主是不会认为这个人是他的奉献者的。
Yeah, a Vaishnava is one who's been initiated by a Vaishnava.
A Vaishnava is one who
has been initiated by another Vaishnava.
一位 Vaishnava, 之所以会成为 Vaishnava, 是由于他得到了另一位 Vaishnava 的启迪。
And Krishna told Arjuna in the Adi Purana.
Krishna 在 Adi Purana 这本叫阿底的莲往事书里向 Arjuna 说道。
Those who are my direct devotees are not actually my devotee.
那些声称他们是我的奉献者的人并不是我的奉献者。
But those who are devotees of my devotees are factually my devotees.
而那些是我的奉献者的奉献者们，他们实际上就是我的奉献者。
Or there's another way to put it.
或者换个表达。
And I think I've mentioned this verse before, spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati.
我想我之前应该给大家提到过，就是主希瓦和他的妻子 Parvati 所说到的一句话。
Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat partaram devi tadiyanam samacharam. Lord Shiva told Durga, the Vedas say that the worship of the demigods is very important.
韦达金说道，对于半神人的崇拜是非常重要的。
But there's a higher worship.
但是有比半神人的崇拜更高的崇拜。
That's the worship of Lord Vishnu.
那就是对主 Vishnu 的崇拜。
But he says there's a worship even higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu.
但是甚至还有一种崇拜是比对于主 Vishnu 的崇拜还有更高的崇拜。
That's to render service unto the devotees of Lord Vishnu, the Vaishnavas.
那就是向主的奉献者 Vaishnava 们献上服务。
So, it's actually more important to serve devotees.
因此去服务奉献者实际上是更加重要的。
And to take the dust of their lotus feet.
然后去真正得到他们的莲花足上的尘土。
Yeah, so, you know, the main thing is, what's in our heart?
最主要的是我们的心里究竟有些什么呢？
Do we actually care and value devotees?
我们真的关爱，真的在乎奉献者吗？
Do we appreciate what it means to be a devotee?
我们真的很欣赏，就是奉献者，就是你之所以会是奉献者，我们真的很欣赏这一点吗？
Right, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord.
去成为主的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Right, to give up identification with this material world and accept one's real identity as servant of Krishna, as servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
去放下对于这个物质世界的认同，转而能够真正接受。人接受我们真正的身份，那就是至尊主的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Yeah, so we should be honeybees and not flies. Then we'll be okay.
因此我们都应该成为蜜蜂，然后而不是当苍蝇，那么我们就会很好，没问题了。
Thank you for your question, Sumuki.
谢谢苏穆基马拉吉的问题。好，我们来看下一位奉献者的问题。这个是名字是手机号135开头，然后722结尾。这位奉献者问：孩子在加拿大求学，丈夫陪读，那疫情处在爆发期，我感到很大的恐惧，我怎样做能恰当的帮到他们呢？So this Madhaji is asking that my kid is studying in Canada and my husband is there taking care of the kid. And then, at that country, the virus situation is really at the level of explosion. So I have great fear. What can I do so I can properly help them?
Well, you can do whatever you can do. There's not much you can do from where you are.
你可以尽你自己所能的来帮到他们，但是考虑到你所处的这种位置的话，实际上你也没有办法能够真正在很多的在很大程度上帮到他们。
So the best thing you can do for them is to take care of yourself.
而你能为他们所做的最好的事，那就是你能照顾好自己。
And that means to process your fear.
而照顾好自己的意思也就是说去应对你内心的恐惧。
It doesn't mean suppress or ignore your fear.
而这并不意味着你就去忽略掉你的恐惧，然后或者是遗忘掉忘掉你的恐惧。
But it also doesn't mean becoming overwhelmed by fear and incapacitated.
但同时也意味着你并不是完全被恐惧给征服了，给完全被恐惧给击倒了。
So the way we manage any emotion is a three-step process.
我们管理好情绪的方式方法可以总结为三个步骤。
First is to notice how you actually feel. I feel afraid.
那么第一步就是去真正注意到自己的感受，我感到害怕。
But don't immediately react to it.
但是不要立刻就对这种恐惧或者对任何一种情绪做出反应。
Observe it.
去观察你的情绪。
Label it. Oh, there's fear.
去给出现的每一种情绪贴上一个标签。哦，这个恐惧出现了。
And, then feel it in the body.
然后在你的身体当中去感受这些感受这些情绪。
Yeah, allow it to arise and pass away like any other feeling.
允许这种恐惧感出现又消失，就像你允许任何其他一种感受出现又消失一样。
And then confess it to the Lord.
然后再向主坦白，坦诚你的这种情绪。
That's the rock, you know, of consciousness.
The rock of consciousness.
Yeah. That's the foundation you want to build your house on.
而这就是你的知觉的大地。这换句话说就是你应该把你的知觉建立在这样的一种稳定的地面上。
Yeah,
稳定的根基。
Fear of the virus is consuming millions of human beings around the world as we speak.
就在我们说话的时候，全世界各个地方可能成百万上千万的人都正在完全被这种对于病毒的恐惧所吞噬着。
Yeah, so it's artificial to say, oh, I'm a devotee, I'm not afraid.
所以说如果要是去说，哦，我是奉献者，我才不害怕这病毒呢，那这种话实际上是一种非常做作的一种说法，一种做法。
But also we should understand what fear is.
但同时我们应该明白恐惧究竟是什么。
Why do we fear?
我们为什么会恐惧呢？
What is it?
恐惧到底是什么呢？
Well, fear arises when we have certain thoughts.
那就是当我们冒出某些念头的时候，恐惧就出现了。
Thoughts about what might happen.
关于接下来会发生什么，未来会发生什么的这种念头出现了。
So in this way, we project ourselves into some future moment.
就以这样的方式，这种念头的出现，我们把自己投射到了未来的某一刻。
And then you're not present.
那此时你就并没有在这一刻，并没有在这里，就并没有真正的临在这里。
If you're not present, that means your house is built on sand.
而如果你没有临在的话，这就表明你把你的房子建造在沙子里。
Because consciousness is like a rock, it can't move.
It's like a rock. 因为知觉的话呢，就像是一块大石，它是无法被移动的。
When you're present, you're conscious that you're conscious.
当你临在的时候，你能觉知到你自己是有知觉的。
Yeah. So if you were present, you would realize that in this moment there's nothing to fear.
因此，如果你真正临在的话，那么你会觉知到在这一刻你没有什么好恐惧的。
So that's the first thing to understand.
这就是你需要理解的第一点。
It's only when you leave this moment that fear arises and you imagine the future.
而正是在你离开当下此刻，你离开你在当下此刻的临在，然后恐惧出现了，然后于是你开始去焦虑未来了。
Yeah, and of course, when we imagine the future, we think it's real, but really it's just a thought form in our mind.
而当我们在想象未来的时候，我们觉得自己脑海里想象的那个画面是非常真实的，觉得好像真的会发生。然而的话，它却只不过是一个念头存在在我们的心里而已。
And then that creates an emotion in our body, an emotion of fear.
而这种念头，然后这种随之而来的恐惧感就会在我们的身体里产生一种感觉。
So we can't ignore that or pretend it's not there.
因此我们无法去忽略这个身体当中没有这种感觉，然后也不可能去假装它就不存在。
But we have to observe it.
而是我们应该去观察它。
And then confess it
然后并且向主去坦白承认我们有这样的恐惧感。
And then back to the present moment where the reality of life really is.
然后再回到当下此刻的临在来，因为只有在当下此刻才是生命的真相所在的地方。
So when you're projecting into the future and you're afraid, what are you doing?
那么当你在心生恐惧，在投射，再把自己投射到未来当中，再去想象未来的时候，你会做些什么呢？
You're sending out the vibration of fear.
此时你就是在把恐惧的振动频率给传播了出去。
It's going out into the collective consciousness.
而这种恐惧的振动就进入到了一种集体的知觉振动之中。
Which actually makes the situation worse.
而这实际上就使得整个状况更加糟糕。更加糟糕。
For you and for others.
不仅对你自己，并且对他人来说也是如此。
Now when you're present.
而当你临在时。
And you're conscious that you're conscious.
当你临在时，你能觉知到你是有知觉的。
How do you feel?
那此时你有什么样的感受呢？
Very peaceful.
很平和。
Very confident in the presence of the Lord.
并且非常相信，非常信任主的临在。
Now, how does that vibration affect others?
而这样的一种震动会怎么样影响他人呢？
So, I suggest you notice your fear, you feel your fear, you allow it to be there, and then you return to presence and chant Hare Krishna.
因此的话，我就建议你能够去注意到这个恐惧出现的时候，并且在恐惧出现的时候去感受你的恐惧，允许这种恐惧感存在在那里，存在在你的身体里。然后的话呢，再把注意力放到当下的临在当中来，以这样的知觉状态来念诵。
Yeah, so stay present, stand on the rock of presence.
所以说，请你保持临在，请你一直能够站在这个临在的坚实根基上。
Then your house will not collapse.
那这样的话，你的房子就不会崩塌。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。Sumoki Radha Mataji 问的问题，您讲到的 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 在与主 Chaitanya 会面前得到了奉献者的传教，但是他并不感兴趣，但是这却在不知不觉中积累他的灵性的 Sukriti， 这是否也在提醒我们要不带期待的去不断的派发主的仁慈，为更多的灵魂积累 Sukriti， 这是我们的责任吗？ So Sumukhi Radha Mataji is asking another question. You have talked about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya. Before they met each other, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has obtained preaching from devotees, but back then he was not really interested. However, this has actually increased his spiritual security without his notice. So does this also remind us that we should also distribute the Lord's mercy without any expectation to help more souls to gain Sukriti. Is this our responsibility, our duty?
Yes, but it's a natural duty.
是的，确实是我们的责任，但是的话也是我们natural duty, 也是我们天生的自带的责任。
When you feel benefited by something,you naturally want to share it with others.
因为当你觉得从某个东西受益的时候，你自然而然就想要去和另一个人分享这个好东西。
Yeah. And of course, when you don't have any other motivation but to help someone else, they feel your pure motive.
而同时当你真的是想去帮助另一个人，并且没有任何这种动机企图在背后的话，那么这个人自然都能感受得到你的这种很纯粹的想要去帮助他的意图。
Yeah, so sometimes we share Krishna consciousness because we think that if I do that, everyone will think I'm a great devotee.
因为有些时候我们可能在与别人分享 Krishna 知觉的时候，可能其实背后抱有这样的一种念头，就想着哦，我给其他人传教，就是为了好让大家都认为我是一个很了不起的奉献者。
Or we want something, we want someone to believe like we do so that we can feel better.
或者的话呢，我们去传教的目的是希望那个人所信仰的东西和我所信仰的东西是一样的，信仰同样的东西，那么这样的话可以让我感觉好受一些。
Yeah, so Prabhupada told us that when he first began to preach, he went out to chant in Tompkins Square Park.
Square, you mean in New York?
Yeah.
帕帕当初最开始传教的时候，他当时就是去到纽约的一个那个公园里面去念诵，然后去唱诵。
He said, "I wasn't chanting to attract a crowd."
然后他后来就说到，当时他在那个公园里去唱诵，并不是为了去吸引周围人的注意。
That wasn't my motivation.
Attracting the crowd, huh?
Yeah.He wasn't trying to attract a crowd.
然后所以说这个我当时的目的并不是为了吸引周围人的注意。
He was just there to glorify the Lord.
而我在那里唱诵主的声名就是为了去荣耀主。
He was trying to please the Lord by chanting his name purely.
我在努力通过纯粹的念诵主的圣名来取悦主。
So in that should be our consciousness when we share Krishna consciousness with others.
因此，当我们在与他人分享 Krishna 知觉的时候，这应该就是我们的知觉状态。
Yeah, then we're distributing seeds.
那此时我们就是在派发种子。
Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he got a seed from his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya.
就正像 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 从他的姐姐的丈夫那里，然后得到这个种子。
Now, you know, we can throw seeds everywhere.
当然我们可以，还有一种做法就是把种子遍地都撒出去，到处乱撒这个种子。
Yeah, we can throw seeds out on the asphalt on the roadway.
我们还可以把种子撒到这个人行横道上。
Yeah, or we can plant seeds intelligently in very good soil.
但是的话，我们也可以非常聪明的把种子栽培在这种肥沃的土壤当中。
Yeah, so we can target.Or preaching, or you know, we can kind of unintelligently just throw the seeds, you know, up into the air and see where they land.
所以说我们可以给自己的传教当中专门去设定这个目标，或者设定靶子，然后就是有目标、有针对性的去传播，或者是我们也可以就是很不聪明的把种子抛向这个空中，然后看看最终这种子会掉到哪里。
So our motivation is important.
因此我们去传播的这种动机意图是非常重要的。
Right, we naturally share with others what has helped us.
那就是我们自然而然想要去跟别人分享真正帮助到了我们的东西。
Without expectation.
并且不带期望的去传播。
And then, once you plant a seed, the seed also needs some follow-up.
而一旦的话，你要真的把种子给种下去了，那接下来还有一系列的这个事情要去做到，才能使得这个种子能够得以发芽成长。
Yeah, so first plant the, you know, use a little discrimination and plant the seed in a fertile soil.
所以说最开始运用一些辨识力，然后把种子种在这种肥沃的土壤当中。
And then you got to become a gardener.
然后的话，你就需要成为一位园丁。
And take care of it.
然后好好的照顾你种下去的种子。
Yeah, so in that way, you know, the Krishna conscious movement will spread.
那么以这样的方式，慧士那知觉运动就会得以真正蓬勃的成长开来。
So we just chat purely and be a little intelligent.
所以说我们就纯粹的念诵，然后稍微聪明一点点的来传播。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. Radha Ananda 这位奉献者问的 Hare Krishna 顶拜尊敬的 Maharaja 感恩您派发的仁慈请问一个彻底皈依了至尊主 Krishna 的奉献者还有微小的独立性吗如何理解呢、oh, So this devotee is asking offering the obeisances to you he or she is askingA devotee who is completely surrendering to the Lord Krishna, for him or her, does this kind of devotee still have some minute independence? How to understand? Like completely surrendering to Krishna.
Well, surrender is always a choice.
臣服总是一个选择。
And you always have the choice.
并且你总是有选择的。
So there is no permanent surrender, because then you wouldn't have a choice.
因此不存在永恒的臣服。因为如果有永恒的臣服的话，那也就无所谓这个there is no permanent surrender because
then you wouldn't have a choice.
因为如果你都能够永恒的臣服的话，那也就没有选择了。
And that's about as much independence as we have.
是不是这就是我们能够拥有的这么一丁点的独立性呢
We have a choice between the reality and the illusion.
我们有选择可以来选择到底是要真相呢还是要幻觉
The reality is we are eternally dependent upon Krishna.
真相现实就是我们永恒依赖于 Krishna 而存在。
That's the reality.
这就是现实。
We're eternally his part.
我们永恒的都是 Krishna 的一部分。
We only exist because he exists.
我们之所以能存在都是由于 Krishna 的存在。
So we have the choice to accept that reality or to imagine something else.
因此的话我们有选择是要选择接受这样的真相这样的现实呢还是说想要去选择别的其他什么
Yeah, so when we're present, that's the reality. And when we're lost in the mind, then we imagine something different.
因此当我们临在的时候我们就是在选择这现实而当我们迷失在心意当中的时候就只不过是在想象着某个东西而已。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. Today's questions now. 我们来看今天的问题。这位留言叫 Das 的这样一位奉献者说，我们在 Krishna 知觉中的进步不会失去，为什么我们有时候会失去本来已经培养起的品位？我们如果冒犯奉献者 ，Krishna 还会保护我们吗？怎样不执着于自己的念头？都是这位奉献者问的好多问题哦。So all the remaining questions are all asked by one person. A lot of them. So let's look at the first message. So you are saying that our advancement in Krishna consciousness will not be lost. Then how come that we could lose the taste that we have already cultivated, we have already developed? How come we can lose that?And the second one is...
Let's start with that one.
Okay. 我们先来说第一个问题就是为什么会失去本来已经培养起的品位。
So it is true that we can lose our taste, but it's temporary.
确实如此。我们有时候会失去已经培养起的品位。但是的话呢这确实只是暂时的现象。
And so if we offend devotees and we offend the holy name, we can lose our taste for the holy name. And we can even forget, why we ever became a devotee.
因此如果我们冒犯了奉献者或者冒犯了圣名，我们就会失去对于圣名的品味，我们甚至会忘记自己当初为啥会成为奉献者。
And we may even fall back into our old patterns.
然后甚至会再次的回到原来的那一套模式，原来那种状态，那种样子。
And we might even become, you know, more sinful or more an illusion than we were before.
我们甚至可能会变得比原来还有更加的，就是充满了罪恶的念头，或者做出罪恶的事情，然后更加的陷在幻觉之中。
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like when you're sick.
这就有点像是当你生病的时候。
And you're taking a medicine.
然后生病得吃药，对吧？
And you're starting to get better.
然后你吃了药之后，身体感觉好起来了。
But then you stop taking the medicine.
但是的话，你接着就停止吃药了。
But you're not fully cured yet.
但是那个时候的你还没有完全的康复。
And then you have a relapse.
然后于是这个疾病再次复发。
And the fever comes back even worse.
哦，然后这个时候疾病再次复发的时候，这个发烧的这种症状就比之前还来得更猛烈了。
So sometimes we can lose our taste.
所以有些时候我们确实可能会失去品味。
And even lose our faith.
甚至失去我们的信心。
But, later on, we get the opportunity again.
但是后来，稍后我们又会得到机会。
And suddenly,We, you know, our faith comes back and, we understand our mistake and we're, you know, more conscious, more Krishna conscious than we were before.
突然之间我们的信心就回来了，我们就能明白自己犯下了怎样的错误，并且的话我们也会比之前有更多的 Krishna 知觉。
Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Harinam Chintamani, he compares offenses and losing our taste to, an employee at a job.
To an employee at a job. 实际上 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Harinam Chintamani, 也就是圣明的点睛石那本书里面，把对圣明，把这个冒犯，对，把冒犯，然后把这个失去品味，比喻作是一个受雇佣的一个员工。
Right, you're working hard at the job.
就这样一个人非常勤勤恳恳的工作。
You and the boss are getting along really well.
然后你和你的上司关系都还挺好。
He gives you more and more responsibility.
于是的话，你的上司给了你越来越多的工作职责。
But then you offend the boss.
但是接下来你却冒犯了你的上司。
And then the boss loses trust in you.
他失去对你的信任。
So then he ignores you.
于是他就选择忽略你。
For a long period of time.
可能是在很长的一段时间里都忽略你。
But then one day, the boss smiles at you again and you kind of reestablish your trust in your relationship.
但是有一天你的上司你的老板突然间就对你笑了一下，然后你们俩又得以重新建立这种关系，重新建立对彼此的信任。
And then the boss gives you more responsibility than you had before. He trusts you again.
然后的话你的老板就给了你在此之前相比起来比以前给你的责任还有更多的责任。
So our advancement in Krishna consciousness can never be lost, but it can be, temporarily, stopped.
因此在 Krishna 知觉中的进步永远不会被失去。但是的话呢，却可能在一段时间内暂时的，就是停止、中断。
Right, just like you can have a lot of money in the bank.
这就像是你可以在银行里存有很多钱。
But then suddenly you can't withdraw any money from the ATM.
结果突然间你没办法在 ATM 那儿自动取款机那儿取钱了。
Right.
Maybe somebody stole your identity.
也许有人把你的这个身份证给盗用了，然后把你的钱都给取跑了。
So, then you have to repair that before you can withdraw money.
然后所以说你就必须得先把这个状况给弄好，然后先去找银行把这状况给弄清楚，然后的话你才能取钱，对吧？
Yeah, so this is a way you can look at the apparent paradox. Devotional service can't be lost, but it can't be interrupted.
嗯，所以说的话，你可以以这样的一种方式来看待，就是这样的一种啊、一种就是叫做悖论，那就是我们在 Krishna 知觉中的进步是永远不会失去，但是的话，确实可能在一段时间之内中断。
Okay, next question there.
Next one. 嗯，好，我们下一个问题。我们如果冒犯奉献者 ，Krishna 还会保护我们吗 ？Okay, second question is, if we have offended devotees, will Krishna still protect us?
Yeah, Krishna always protects us.
嗯，是的 ，Krishna 一直在保护我们。
But he may, you know, temporarily, like I said, restrict us from associating with devotees if we don't treat them properly.
嗯，但是的话 ，Krishna 可能会在一段时间之内限制我们，使得我们无法得以和奉献者联谊，因为我们没有恰当的去对待奉献者。
And we may forget and no longer appreciate devotees and stay away from devotees.
嗯，我们就可能不再去欣赏感激奉献者，然后不再能够得以和奉献者在一起。
Until we correct ourselves.
直到我们能得以去纠正自己，改正自己。
But this is also Krishna's protection.
但这同时也是 Krishna 的保护。
Because he keeps us away so that we can offend anyone.
keep us away from devotees so that we will not offend devotees. This is Krishna's devotion, protection.
Yes.
Oh, 这是Guru说，这是Krishna 的保护是什么意思呢？就是 Krishna 使得我们没办法和奉献者在一起，使得我们远离奉献者，就是好让我们不会去冒犯任何一位奉献者，这是对我们的一种保护。
Yeah, just like a father takes the toy away when the child misuses it.
嗯，这就像是当一个小孩没有恰当的去玩耍他的玩具的时候，那么他的父亲就会把这个玩具给拿走。
Okay.
嗯 ，Okay, next one. 下一个问题，怎样不执着于自己的念头 ？So this devotee is asking how.What can I do so that I will not be attached to my thoughts?
Just observe them. As soon as you observe them, you break the identification with the thought.
那就你去观察你的念头。一旦当你开始观察你的念头，你就打断了对于念头的认同的这个，对，打断了对于念头的认同。
Yeah, so you can't stop thinking, and if you try and stop thinking, that'll just cause more thinking.
你无法去停止思考，无法去停止念头。一旦你要是去停止念头的话，它只会制造出更多的念头。
And thinking is not the problem.
并且念头本身或者思考本身并没有任何问题。
The problem is we identify with the thought and imagine that it's real.
而问题在于，我们认同于念头，我们相信自己的念头无比真实。
That as soon as you notice that you're thinking, then the thoughts stop automatically.
然而，一旦当你注意到自己在思考了，注意到有念头冒出来了，那么这个念头也就自动的停止了。
Because thoughts are powered by your unconscious identification with them.
Powered by your unconscious, 因为念头实际上是。通过你对其下意识的毫未察觉的认同而获得能量，从而能够得以一直运作下去的。
Yeah, so when you're chanting, but you're thinking of other things.
因此当你在念诵的时候，但你却在想着别的事儿。
Yeah, just notice, oh, there's thinking.
哦，那么此时你就去注意到，嗯，思考出现了。
Label it.
然后给它贴个标签，然后去标记一下。
Oh, there's the past.
哦，然后我刚才在想的过去呢。
There's the future.
然后在想着未来呢。
There's planning.
然后在做计划呢。
There's judgment.
然后在做评判呢。
And then come back to the mantra.
然后的话，你再把注意力放到曼陀罗上。
And see if you can be present for Krishna for three mantras.
看看你能不能在三个曼陀罗之内，对，为 Krishna 保持临在。
Yeah, so you just bring the thought to consciousness and let it go, that's all.
嗯，所以说你就只是把念头带入到你的知觉之中，然后放手它，仅此而已。
And then gradually you'll start to see you're not the thought.
那么渐渐的你就能够开始看到你并不是你的念头。
And then the more present you are, the easier it is to recognize thoughts when they appear.
嗯，并且的话，如果你有越多的临在，你也就能够越多的在念头冒出来的时候得以辨识出，得以识别出念头。
Yeah, so thoughts are like clouds.
念头就像云彩一样。
If you identify with it,
如果你认同于念头，
or try and get rid of it,
或者是试图摆脱掉念头，
then you become more and more absorbed into it.
那实际上你只是变得更加沉浸于念头之中而已。
But if you just recognize the thought,
但是如果你只是去认出、识别出念头，
and you're not against the thought or in favor of the thought,
你没有去反对它，也没有去很喜欢它，很偏好它。
Then it just passes by.
嗯，而后，那么这念头就像云彩一样的就消失了。
And you're free.
那此时你就自由了。
Okay, next question.
Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题。帕布说 ，Vishnu Dutta 们就像我们的守护天使，在保护着我们。Vishnu Dutta 们和主 Krishna 本人对我们的保护有什么区别吗 ？So asking that you're saying Vishnu Dutta is our guardian angels and protecting us, and what's the difference between Vishnu Dutta's protection to us and Lord Krishna's protection to us?
There's no difference.
嗯，这二者之间没有区别。
Krishna is there in the heart.
Krishna 就在我们的心里。
And he is within everything.
然后 Krishna 是存在于所有万事万物之中的一切。
He's the very source of our life.
Krishna 是我们生命的源头。
So you cannot get more protected or more intimate than that.
所以说你没办法能够获得比这更多的保护，或者说更多的亲密感了。
Yeah, and the Vishnu Dutas are there reminding us of what we should be doing.
What we should be doing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
嗯，并且 Vishnu Dutas 他们的存在，也就是为了提醒我们，我们应该做些什么。
And protecting us from the evil influences.
并且 Vishnu Dutta 他们也在保护我们不受这种邪恶属性、邪恶能量的影响。
But neither the Lord nor in the heart or the Vishnu Duttas ever interfere with our free will, so we always have a choice.
嗯，但是的话，不管是 Krishna。我们心灵当中的 Krishna 本人，或者是 Vishnu Dutta 他们双方都是不会来干扰我们的自由意志的。我们总是有权利来做出选择的。
Okay.
Next one. 我们来看下一个问题：想变得比别人更好，这也是假我吗？想变得比别人好，这个心态不对吗 ？So wanting to become better than the other person, this is a false ego. It is not right mentality to want to be better than the others.
Yeah, the false ego wants to be better because it's afraid it's not.
嗯，假我想要变得比别人更好，因为假我害怕自己不比别人更好。
The real ego knows that everyone is valuable and equally good.
而真正的自我明白，所有一切众生，所有人都在平等的层面上同样的好。
Yeah, everyone is equally a part of Krishna.
真正的自我明白，任何一个生命都是 Krishna 的一部分，都在平等的层面上都是 Krishna 的一部分。
Every spark of consciousness is the same and equally good.
知觉，每一个知觉的火花都是同样的，都是同等程度的好。
That's the fact, that's the reality.
而这是事实，这是现实。
So when we see ourselves, our true self, then we see the true self of others, and we're not acting through false ego.
因此当我们能看到自己的真正的自我的时候，我们也能得以看到他人的真正的自我，而此时我们就没有基于自己的假我而行事而说话。
Yeah, we're only in competition because we don't know our own value or the value of anyone else.
我们之所以总是处在这种和别人竞争的状态，是因为我们并不知晓自己真正的自我，也并不知晓他人的真正的自我。
Yeah, so the beginning of pure bhakti is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatman, Associati Nakankshati, Samasarveshu Bhuteshu, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Purum. Please read Bhagavad Gita 18:54.
54. 所以请你阅读一下薄伽梵歌的第十八章的五十四诗节。Should I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
好，18:54。译文：处在这等超然境界的人，立即能觉悟到至尊凡，变得全然喜乐。他绝不会哀伤，也不会欲求什么。对每一生物，他都一视同仁。在这种状态下，他达到为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界。
Yeah, Brahma Bhuta means you understand you're an eternal spirit soul.
所以这个诗节当中的第一个词 Brahma Bhuta 意思也就是说你能明白你是永恒的灵性灵魂。
That means you know yourself.
那也就是说你明白你的真正的自我是什么。
And you know your value.
那你就能明白你真正的价值是什么。
And you're fully satisfied in that knowledge.
并且对于这样的知识，对于这样的知晓，你是感到完全的满足。
And you don't lament the past or hanker for anything. In the future, you're totally present.
你没有在因为过去发生的事情感到伤心难过，你也没有渴望在未来能够得到什么东西，而你是完完全全的活在当下的临在之中。
And therefore, you see everyone equally.
因此你能得以看到所有一切众生都是平等的。
Nobody's more than you or less than you.
你能够真正看到没有任何一个人是比你更好或者是比你更少。
Everyone is equally precious to Krishna.
每一个生灵都在同等程度上对于 Krishna 来说有着同等程度的价值，都是在 Krishna 的眼里都是同等程度的值得被他珍惜真爱的。
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Purum. In that state of consciousness, one can enter into serving the Lord.
然后这个诗节的最后一句话，那么处于这样的知觉状态下，这个人就能到达为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界了。
Okay, so, you know, that's a lofty goal we have.
Lofty goal. 所以说这对于我们来说是一个非常崇高的一个目标啊。
Yeah, so right now we're all dreaming, you know, that we're separate from Krishna and we're living through the false ego. So we got to come out of that. We got to wake up.
现在的我们都还处于一种梦境状态，都还在梦里面觉得自己是跟 Krishna 相分离的。所以说我们要让自己能够真正从这样的梦里苏醒过来。
Jeev Jago.
Jeev Jago.
Wake up, sleeping soul.
这个梵文的意思就是醒来吧，沉睡的灵魂。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah. How many more are there?
One, two, three. At a glance, three, but there might be more within each one.
Oh, I think I'm going to have... Is that left over from last week?
No, this is all from this week, from today.
Oh, this is all from today. Okay, so I've run out of time. So we'll continue on next week with these questions.
所以这位爬布所问的剩下的几个问题，我们就下个星期继续来回答了。所以得，因为故事时间不够，所以得麻烦您再等一等。
And these are all very relevant questions that I'm sure we all have at one time or another.
而且您问的这些问题的话呢，跟我们每个人可能都挺相关的，因为在某个时期、某个阶段，我们可能真的都会遇到这样的问题。
So I thank you all for joining this Srimad Bhagavatam class today and helping to keep the transcendental vibration flowing around the planet.
我很感恩今天大家能够来参加博加瓦塔的早课，感谢大家能够一起努力来使得这超然的音振继续震荡在这个星球上。
And thank you, Narayani and Samukhi.
感谢 Samukhi Mataji.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and I'll see you next week.
所有的荣耀都归于神帕帕，我们下个星期再见。
Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.